Attorney Mark Zaid is joining us to talk more about this. He is representing, as you saw there, many of the clients impacted by Havana Syndrome. Mr. Zaid, thank you for your time. I'm curious, this was once considered targeted attacks, now thought anomalous health incidents. So what changed?
That's a really good question. Thanks for inviting me on. It used to be referred to, particularly after Havana, as attacks. The documents we received from the government, the meetings that I attended with my clients at the State Department would refer to these as attacks. And then as time went by, they slowly became incidents and referred to in that manner. It's unclear exactly what triggered the change, but as the incidents became tied more publicly to the intelligence community, is at least in my view, when you started to see that shift. Because 2016, 2017, all you were hearing about were State Department personnel. Now, I had been working with clients prior to that from the intelligence community, and I knew all about whatever this was that was going on, and we thought it was microwave attacks. That's what the NSA, in fact, was looking at. But then as 17, 18, 19 came about, and certainly to now, you hear a lot more about CIA and other intelligence officers within the Department of Defense.
I mean, what would be the reason for them, you know, to hide anything at this point? And in terms of what they had released, isn't releasing any information helpful in transparency and offering, here's what we know now? The CIA director says it's interim, we're not done.
It's a strange timing coincidence as far as this interim. Why, after this has been looked at and continues to be looked at for years, all of a sudden, after looking at it in this task force for literally a few months, the CIA felt the need to issue a so-called interim report that they acknowledge could change factually depending on what they find later on? So then why are you issuing the interim report, other than what I said in the tape broadcast, that this is to quell this rebellion because the CIA has been the victim of its own success up until recently?
Let me jump in real quick. Do you have any evidence that people are leaving, as you claim, a revolt within the workforce?
Well, yeah, I represent CIA employees all the time. That's the nature of my law practice. I talk to folks all the time. I'm not saying there's like a mutiny rebellion, like people are threatening to quit, but the agency is having greater difficulties getting people to go overseas because the workforce is seeing that a large number of people, not only case officers, but their families are being medevaced back to the United States for treatment. The success issue I'm talking about, sort of the as created by themselves, is because the CIA sent cable traffic to all of the embassies to its personnel and said, if you suffer any type of these symptoms, and many of them, as was listed, are very generic and could be the result of other factors, illnesses, we don't know, please report them. When they did, they immediately got medevaced. So in some ways, some of these people, I'm sure, are not subject to these UHI, AHI, as we call them. They could be victim of something else, something natural for them. Who knows? We don't know. But the reality is that they allowed so many people to come back and report concerns that it has started to cause a lot of fear within the workforce.
So what now? What do you do?
Well, we continue to push for information. I filed a new federal Freedom of Information Act lawsuit today, in fact, to get access to classified NSA information that they told me about almost a decade ago. And members of Congress appropriately today were criticizing the CIA report, saying that it contradicted everything they were being told behind the scenes. And now I also have some whistleblowers that I hope will turn into something substantive, challenging the very report that was issued today. And to even add to another one, in about 2 weeks, this will be news, in about 2 weeks, we'll be filing a lawsuit against the CIA for their interim findings that they announced today. So we'll see exactly what they were claiming supported their effort.
Okay, well, I know your clients and many others have felt dismissed over the course of the years, and certainly today with the findings. The Secretary of State does say he believes that your clients and others are facing real symptoms. So we are at a crossroads now, and we're following it very closely. Many people impacted. Attorney Mark Zaid, appreciate your time. Thank you.
Thank you.